I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm Amy Fuller. Ahead, we are going to talk about obesity, the epidemic of it, our health, what it does to our bodies, and also the economic and social cost of it all. Take a look at this. We're going to talk about how the fat, if you look at this picture, it can strangle a normal weight person and an obese or overweight person. It can strangle your organs, our joints, our brains, also that social and economic cost. And also, we're going to talk about what is weight bias. How can someone affected by obesity genuinely feel welcome anywhere? At a gym, a doctor's office, traveling. And what can people do to deal with weightism? Yeah, it's sort of a vicious circle there. This is all ahead with Dr. Michael Mantell, our contributor. So he'll be in just a few minutes. Also ahead, President Trump visits the southern border, and all the talk is about the wall, border security. He is continuing his request for real action from the Democrats to support border security. We're going to talk to author and host Michael Hart of Heart of America. We're going to talk about this and the other political headlines of the day, including news that Ruth Bader Ginsburg continues her absence from the Supreme Court after a fourth day. Now we're going to take a listen to President Trump, who did, in fact, visit the southern border today.
We have tremendous unity of the Republican Party. It's really a beautiful thing to see. I don't think there'll be any breakaway because they know we need border security and we have to have it. And the only way you're going to have border security, there's only one way. You can have all the technology in the world. I'm a professional at technology. But if you don't have a steel barrier or a wall of some kind, strong, powerful, you're going to have human trafficking. You're going to have drugs pouring across the border. You're going to have MS-13 and the gangs coming in. And we've done record apprehensions. We're doing a great job. But we need help. If we have the wall, we could have far fewer people working in terms of border security and doing an even better job. So if we had the wall, we could have a tremendous saving. I really believe the steel barrier or wall would pay for itself every 3 or 4 months and maybe even better than that in terms of overall. So that's it. Just a couple of things, because I know the fake news likes to say it. When during the campaign, I would say Mexico's going to pay for it. Obviously, I never said this and I never meant they're going to write out a check. I said they're going to pay for it. They are. They are paying for it with the incredible deal we made called the United States, Mexico, and Canada, USMCA deal. It's a trade deal. It has to be approved by Congress. It probably will be, other than maybe they even hold that up because they want to have, you know, they want to do as much harm as they can, only because of the 2020 presidential election. So Mexico is paying for the wall indirectly. And when I said Mexico will pay for the wall in front of thousands and thousands of people, obviously they're not going to write a check, but they are paying for the wall indirectly many, many times over by the really great trade deal we just made. Congress has to approve the deal. Well, I intended to go and speak in front of the world financial community in Davos. That's still on, but if the shutdown continues, which is in a while from now, but if the shutdown continues, I won't go. I had planned to go. It's been very successful. When I went, we have a great story to tell. We have the best job numbers we've ever had in many ways, certainly with African Americans, with Hispanic, with Asian Americans. And overall, we have the best job numbers in at least 50 years. We have a lot of great things happening. The economy is incredible. We're negotiating and having tremendous success with China. And I find China, frankly, in many ways, to be far more honorable than Brian, Chuck, and Nancy.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Is you have to have a strong border. And the only way you have a strong border is you need a wall or you need some kind of a steel. Go ahead. Guard.
There are pictures this morning.
You need a steel barrier. And if you don't have a steel barrier or a concrete wall, forget it.
There are pictures this morning showing steel barrier wall being sawed straight through. What good is a steel wall if they can saw through it?
Well, that's the wall that was designed by previous administrations. There's nothing that can't be penetrated, but you fix it. But it's a very difficult thing to do. But that's the wall, and they have other walls. We have many walls under consideration. Even concrete. There's acid that can go through concrete. But what you do is you fix it. And it's very much limited. It's very, very hard. The wall that we're doing is very, very hard to penetrate.
Okay, President Trump in McAllen, Texas today visiting the southern border. He would later hold a round table with people there to talk about the kind of border security we need, the things he is asking for from the Democratic House of Representatives of Congress. So tonight we are so glad to be joined by Michael Hart of the Heart of America show. He talks about these things and more all week long on his nationwide show, his worldwide show. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks, Amy. It's great to be here. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to see you. You've got on your yellow tie for Yellow Rose of Texas today, just where President Trump was, huh?
Yeah. How coincidental is that?
Nice. He said today that there's more than one mechanism by which to declare a national emergency, whereby he would order the border wall built without approval, without a bill submitted to him by Congress. Do you think he'll do that, and should he?
You know, at this stage of the game, Amy, I don't necessarily think that he should. You know, as you point out, he does have the constitutional right under Department spending, but he can take money out of the defense spending budget to build the wall if he's so compelled. The thing about it is that I think that the base would be much more supportive of him if, in fact, he stands tall against Schumer and Pelosi, because they may very well see that ploy as somewhat of a defeat from the House of Representatives. Also, if he capitulates to them at this stage of the game, he sets himself up for further introspection by the House of Representatives. So I personally think that, no, I think he's going to stand tall for at least the next couple of 3 weeks.
Yeah, and people have been talking about an executive order could really set a bad precedent for future presidents, for future issues. You could you know, a future president, a liberal president, could pull out something regarding climate change, all these things. So perhaps it does set a dangerous precedent. But people are saying, you know, we really do have a crisis. There's a humanitarian crisis. It's not made up. You know, some people were saying Kamala Harris, the junior senator from California, said today, I think it was just today, that it's a manufactured crisis, no humanitarian crisis here to see. Well, angel families would beg to differ.
You know, I think that there's the humanitarian crisis thing. Yeah, do we have one? Yeah, we do. We have a humanitarian crisis of veterans sleeping under a bridge. We have an opioid crisis in this country. We have, by the government's own admittance, as many as 1 in 8 Americans going to bed hungry every single night. And what's really funny is that earlier today, CNN's Jim Acosta was down in McAllen, Texas, and was posting videos at the wall saying that there was no humanitarian crisis, no one was rushing the wall. And then several people on Twitter actually pointed out that, well, there's nobody rushing the wall because, well, there's a wall. And yeah. So, you know, there's all this ridiculous paranoia that seems to be coming primarily from the left in terms of, you know, what is the humanitarian crisis? And, you know, in the last several days, actually the last couple of weeks, I have pulled audio from Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, as well as Jimmy Carter and several other previous Democrat leaders all screaming for a wall and all demanding the money. It's not until Trump suggested that suddenly the humanitarian crisis enemy becomes immoral.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And last night, we actually ran some of that video that Campus Reform did, their reporting and their video where they went to some campuses and they read some quotes by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, but they said they were from Donald Trump. And then the people reacted and said, that's racist. It sounds just like him, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And then after a few minutes, he said, that's actually from, you know, the Democrats you support. And they were bumbling. They didn't even know what to say about it. So it's hypocritical. And you just can't deny that we have to have that border security. And the humanitarian crisis, by the way, Jim Acosta, he almost got another timeout this week from Kellyanne Conway. She blasted. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a video of that to share with you here, Michael, in a few minutes. But the humanitarian crisis, as you say, the people who are already here. But it's not just we have hard hearts and we don't want to let people in. Those people, when they know that there's a way to come in, if they can pay the coyotes, if they can trade sex with themselves or their family members to get here, that's a humanitarian crisis. What the kids go through, what the adults go through on a journey that takes days, perhaps weeks. There's another caravan forming right now in Honduras that President Trump describes as bigger than any we've seen so far. And he says he's trying to do things behind the scenes to disperse it right now. But the humanitarian crisis isn't just on this side of the border. It's the people coming here who think they're going to get in and who are lied to by the groups who are funding these lies. And, and people are dying. And then there you go, another one, a pile of 19 to 20 bodies found in the Mexican border town 2 hours from McAllen, Texas, where President Trump is today. Your comment, Michael?
Well, you know, you're absolutely correct, Amy. And the thing about it is it's ginned up for political expediency. You know, I stopped calling them illegal immigrants and I've started calling them illegal voters because we're starting to see more and more and more states that are allowing them in. And since you gave me a quote from earlier, can I give you a quote here for just a moment?
Absolutely.
The survival of the American Republic depends upon the preservation of a national spirit and a national character to admit foreigners indiscriminately to the rights of citizens the moment they put foot in our country would be nothing less than to admit the Grecian horse into the citadel of our liberty and sovereignty. That's a quote from another president, or another leader anyway, Alexander Hamilton in 1803. In the Federalist Papers, you know, making the point that unchecked immigration, that people that came to this country had to bring something to the country. They had to offer a service, create jobs, fulfill jobs, or whatever the case may be. This argument that these undocumented, now illegal voters coming here are somehow going to fulfill jobs that Americans do not want is a bunch of rubbish. The entire thing is ginned up for political expediency. And in addition to that, talking about humanitarian crises, what about all those furloughed furloughed federal employees. Now, a lot of people say, well, they're not essential. It's not going to make a big difference. But now we're starting to see it affect some of the contractors that will not be getting back pay as well. Do we have a crisis in our country? Yes, we do. But it's compliment to the Democrats.
You know what, Alex, you can't deny. He's a founding father. He helped set up our country. U.S. Treasury Secretary and wrote most of those Federalist Papers, if I have that right. So, yeah, what a great quote, Michael. Hey, we're going to hold you over and talk more after this.
Look forward to it.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Consideration.
Hey, Kellyanne, can you promise that the president will tell the truth tonight? Will he tell the truth?
Yes, Jamin, can you promise that you will?
I will.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I'm not the
Am I allowed to mention God to you?
Problem like you do.
No, well, that, you know, Jamin, I know that's a cheat. Make sure that goes viral.
Okay.
This is why, by the way, this is why I'm one of the only people around here who even gives you the time of day.
Can you guarantee
and
that?
And let me get back in your face, because you're such a smart ass most of the time, and I know you want this to go viral. A lot of these people don't like you. But let me just be respectful to the media at large, as I always am. I explained that was alternative information and additional facts. And I explained it many times. And don't you put it back in my face for all the corrections that your network needs to issue. I was on your network 25 or 26 times in 2018. I'm one of the last people here who even bothered to go on. And the disrespect that you show to me personally, I'll just look past.
Ma'am,
and don't call me ma'am to make it up.
Tonight.
That's why. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
Okay, that was CNN's Jim Acosta talking to the administration's Kellyanne Conway. Almost putting a little time out there. We're back with Michael Hart of the Heart of America show. You know, Michael, he does love the hot dog, and Kellyanne just sort of said, well, you want this to go viral, let's just make it viral. Had you seen that already?
Actually, Amy, I had not. I was too busy still getting over the border wall dust up that he had with the fence earlier today. So thank you for allowing me to enjoy that little piece. That was great.
Can you believe that? Yeah. But so again, as we talked in the previous segment, President Trump holding fast to his insistence that the Democrats help him get that border wall up to enact some border security. So many numbers, so many people killed by illegal aliens, people who come here who are sick, children who died after they come here because they've had such a hard journey and gotten illness there. Michael, wanted to ask what else you were talking about in your show this week, but want to get to, Elizabeth Warren. She's now forming an exploratory committee.
Mm-hmm.
And she released that little video, that little home video of her with her husband having a beer. Let's show a moment of it, and then we'll talk to you about Elizabeth Warren. Here you go.
Hold on. on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
How do you do, fellow kids?
So, this is my sweetie.
Hello.
And I'm crazy. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love parties. I like parties. I've been to a lot of exciting parties.
Or as my mother always referred to me, the surprise. I'm glad you're here.
I mean, I guess Barack Obama back in the day, he had his beer summits. Kavanaugh admitted he likes beer. And so maybe she wants the likability to seem like one of us. Is she someone you'd want to sit down and have a beer with, Michael Hart?
Well, I'm not the person to ask that, Amy, because the question is probably sure as long as she's buying. But, you know, the fact of the matter is if beer makes you relatable and popular and politically viable, then in my own life, I'd be appointed president for life. So I really think that it's really don't mock me now. It's really pretty extreme on her part. But you know something?
I think I'm not mocking you. I want to have a beer with you, basically.
Well, hey, look, we can definitely do it. But okay. I think she's channeling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, you know, somebody made the point on my program today that Trump's popularity is in part because he is relatable. People do see some similarities between what they believe and what he believes. That's another reason why the Democratic socialists like the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world are such a threat. But at least Trump and Alexandria come by it naturally. There's nothing sadder in the world than an old white Anglo-Saxon woman who obviously drinks one beer a year trying to force friendship on some guy. If you see the whole audio and video, was actually looking and responding to her while he's dressed as Darth Vader. If that's the voters that she wants, let her have them.
Michael, are you sure she doesn't have some Cherokee blood? I mean, wasn't that that's what she purported, right? And then that test, the awful facts, right?
Yeah, well, next thing we're going to hear is her grandparents died at Wounded Knee. I mean, you know, everything that comes out of this woman's mouth is ridiculous. And she's becoming a parody of herself, and that's pretty hard to do.
In case anyone's forgetting, she claimed to have Cherokee blood, right? And that, I mean, Harvard listed her in their directory as, what was it? She was this sort of minority. Mm-hmm. And she always talked about the problems that her, I think, was it parents or grandparents had because of the racism. Well, then she got the test because... I don't know, was it Trump that said, what are you kidding us? And it turns out she has this such a minuscule amount that she has less Cherokee blood than the average white person walking around in America. So that's the backstory, just in case anybody missed it.
I'm more Indian than she is because I owned a Jeep Cherokee. It's absolutely ridiculous on every single level. And Elizabeth Warren, I hope she does run. I really do, because I'm going to make a whole career out of following her.
Did you bring your prop?
Actually, I didn't. I was coming upstairs into my office, and I know you'd like to see me throw things, but I kind of threw my back out on the way up here, so I hope that qualifies.
No, you had, last time you were on, you made an Indian, Native American, we say now, headdress, and you wore it on the air, and I know I put the picture on Twitter, and that's probably why you didn't bring it back, but that's okay.
I've taken some guff for it.
So, Michael, it was precious. So, we talk about she might be one of the Democratic contenders, huge bastion of them that could come forward to throw their hats in the ring. Oh, could be Hillary, could be Biden. Do you think Hillary really will do it again? And who else do you see that might actually be viable on the left?
The only person that I think even is remotely viable currently might be Joe Biden, because he's a relatively likable guy. Elizabeth Warren is a diluted, watered down Hillary Clinton. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, they're not quite ready for prime time right now. There's been some discussion about the possibility of either Bernie Sanders or Biden with Beto O'Rourke. That's a real
Robert O'Rourke.
Yeah, that's a real Abbott and Costello show. So I don't really see anybody that's viable. I believe that 2020 is for Trump to lose. He's going to have to really work very, very, very hard, because if he gets upended by one of these clowns, it's as bad as Alabama going down to Clemson this past week.
Oh, man. Staying on the left, Gavin Newsom took his oath of office, governor of California, this week. Did you guys in your radio and TV listeners, viewers, talk about his wife, instead of being called First Lady of California, she wants to be called First Partner?
Yeah, we touched on it briefly, but and I'm saying this respectfully because I know where you are, but most of my listeners, because we're coming to you.
No, we're nationwide. The studio's here, but we're nationwide. We've got all kinds of good patriots watching.
I have a basic rule of thumb that every wacky story I ever do comes out of California or New York. So we actually have, you know, our California dreaming segments. And so anything that transpires out there, people just kind of, you know, wash it off to the side. I mean, you know, Cortez is from New York. So, yeah, we talked about it briefly. But at the end of the day, you know, most of the people that listen to me just kind of laugh through it.
Well, I hope you feel our pain a little bit here, those of us who live here.
Oh, we do. Well, there's a lot of simpatico between us. We feel like we want to come out there and rescue you guys and just float California off like a bad episode of Gilligan's Island.
30 seconds, but I have to ask you, 4 days out for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, they're going to lose their minds if she retires. The left, because Trump's going to have another Supreme Court justice pick.
That's exactly right. And I said it from Jump Street. I mean, I said the day after he was inaugurated, Amy, this man, you know, they talk about all the things that Donald Trump could do in the next 4 to 6 years, whatever the case may be, 2 to 6. But the reality of it is that right there, the impact of the Supreme Court could last for decades. And that will drive them. You think Lizzie's drinking a beer now? She's going to be hitting the jack after that.
I think that's why they're such in a rush to impeach him and get him out of office. They are scared to death.
Yes,
Michael Hart, so nice to talk to you. Where can we find your program?
Just go to Hart, H-A-R-T, heartofamerica.net, every day live at 9 o'clock Eastern.
We'll look for it and get his amazing book, Unknown America. Michael, we'll see you soon.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Hey, Bulco, Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Welcome back to America Trends. You know, we always talk, do we talk about our weight a lot at the beginning of the year, or have we gotten past that? I think we still do. Gyms sort of sell out for a couple days, right? We're back with our friend of the show, Dr. Michael Mantel, cognitive behavioral transformation coach and the author of a few wonderful books. Most recently, The Link is What You Think. And also, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. P.S. It's All Small Stuff. 25th Anniversary Edition available now. We're talking about the high cost of weight. It can impact our bodies so much, but also out in the world, in the community. Weight bias, how people can be affected by, just going to the doctor, checking into a hotel, getting on a plane. But look at this. This just shows you everything. As a 250-pound woman on the left and a 120-pound woman on the right, you can see from the outside someone who's heavy. But here you can see the inside, the fat surrounding the organs, around her heart, her brain. And it compresses your stomach and internal organs, and just has so much effect. When you have more fat, it holds more toxins. The impact on your skeleton and joint. Welcome back, Dr. Mantel.
Good to be back.
I always think about even just 5 pounds. You know, normal weight is normal. We're not being biased, but the thing is, even a little weight, because there's normal, overweight, then obese.
Right.
Three categories.
And then there's severe obesity.
Ah.
100 pounds over your ideal weight.
So even just 5 to 10 pounds can, I mean, think about when you get just a little older, even your knees, your joints, the back, all of it. So it's such a health crisis around America and around the world. And there's also, as you say, this weight bias that
right.
people have to deal with just socially.
Right. First of all, let's put this in perspective. We're talking about 93 to 100 million Americans who have obesity. In the next 5 years, they say it's going to go up to 120 million. 8 to 10 million Americans today have severe obesity.
8 to 10 million Americans
right.
alone have severe
yeah. so
obesity.
So when you look at that picture and you look at the medical complications, that's one thing. But we've...
I was just going to say, when does obesity change to severe obesity? I know
100 pounds over your ideal body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when we talk about this weight stigma, we're talking about negative attitudes that stereotype people and prevent them from going to the doctor, going to a hotel, getting on a plane, going to a car dealership, and joining a gym. I must read this letter to you. A fellow by the name of Dr. James King, who is the leader in this field in the hotel industry, he opened something called The Resort in the Bahamas. We have a picture of it. I'll show you later. But he sent me this letter that was sent to him. I'm 5'10", 190 pounds. My wife is 5'2", 235. Because of her height challenge, she's a bit broad in the beam, and finding suitable seatings is sometimes an issue. Yesterday, we went to buy a new car. And believe it or not, there wasn't a single seat in the sales area for my wife to sit down without bruising.
Just in the sales area
yeah.
to sit down and chat.
Forget the car. Now, we talk about this idea of bias, where you have stereotypes. And you people who believe that obesity is related to a lack of self-control, mm-hmm. not complying with the diet, mm-hmm. or emotional disturbance, those...
Laziness, there's all kinds
lazy,
of labels people put on.
Lack of self-discipline, incompetent, all these labels harm people psychologically, mm-hmm. socially, and physically.
Yeah, for sure. We were just talking, we're going to be talking tomorrow night with Dr. Huber, John Huber, about how negative emotions can impact you physically.
Physically, right.
So it all ties in so much.
Right.
We've got, you know, it's for one thing, people will say, well, you know, just work out more, you'll feel better, things will clear up. But the things, chronic fatigue, people who have chronic pain, it's not a simple answer always.
It's not. Obesity is a disease. The American Medical Association and most medical associations today say obesity is a disease. Mm-hmm. So to think that you're going to stereotype somebody in schools, and I have a list of where you can see the harm. Employment. Cool. The fact is that in terms of employment, hiring preferences, promotions, wage inequities, schools, teachers report that students are affected by obesity. They're called untidy. They're more emotional. They're not going to succeed. In healthcare facilities, this is really a killer. 46% of women say they can't find a gown when they go to the doctor's office. But here's the thing that really just, I read this morning and it just tore me apart. They did a study of nurses. A third of nurses self-report, a third said, I'd rather not deal with obese people. Mm-hmm. 24% said, I'm repulsed by an obese person. And 12% said, I don't want to even touch somebody who has obesity.
Oh, and these are the people who are right. supposed to take care of us.
What about when you go to, let's put that those pictures up of the doctor's offices.
Well, when you go into a doctor's office, just think that you're going to be taken care of, and then you don't have something as simple as a gown that fits properly.
Right. So today, we know that certification and standards for doctor's offices, travel, car agencies, hotels are becoming the new thing.
And so plus size certified?
Absolutely.
That's the thing?
Plus size certified. Exam room with lower exam table and suitable seating. Does your doctor have that? Look at that chair in the corner.
Yeah,
that's
there it is.
Comfortable, safe, proper standard setting certified. Let's go to the next picture. Oh, we did that one already.
And as we're looking for that, you know what?
We missed one. Okay. That's okay.
It's there somewhere. But just by the time they already get there, they've already gone through putting on clothing. There's so many things that go into every minute of someone who's just even overweight, let alone obese, that people don't think about. It's very difficult. Is this the one we were looking for?
Yeah. Starts with adequate seating when you walk into the waiting room. Do you have seating for people? Do you understand that when you sit in a chair and you have that kind of size, you're going to break the chair? The chair doesn't hold more than 300 pounds. So we need to be talking about the fact. The Obesity Action Coalition says today that weight stigma is actually a socially acceptable form of prejudice.
Interesting.
And unless we have these standards and certifications set for plus size folks, we're going to be in big trouble.
Son of a gun. Talking to Dr. Michael Mantel, his latest book, The Link is What You Think. You can find it at Amazon and your website and all the popular places, right? What's your
Absolutely.
Website again, Doc?
DrMichaelMantel.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to talk to you a little bit about, because this you went to school and you did your whole thesis on
right.
obesity. This is your game.
My father died at 55 years of age of obesity. I have tremendous passion for this. When I go into a gym and I see equipment that people can't work out
right.
on, a massage table they can't even lay on, there's no scale, a shower, a turnstile they can't even fit through, it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. And so many people are talking about it this time of year, early in the year, trying to get healthy. So, we're going to hold you over and come back and talk about what are some solutions.
Good.
What can we do? Because, again, this is your wheelhouse. Back with Dr. Michael Mantel, the author of The Link is What You Think, coming right back here on America Trends.
you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight.
Welcome back to American Trends. I'm Amy Fuller, this guy in the shot. We love to see your mug. Dr. Michael Mantel. He's right here. But take a look at his website. We want to talk a little bit and brag about just who this guy is. He's here all the time, but want to mention one of the most sought-after professional behavioral coaches in the world, earned the PhD he has at the University of Pennsylvania, has served as chief psychologist for the San Diego Police Department and Children's Hospital, author of four great books, including Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, P.S. It's All Small Stuff. And for 40 years, has been helping thousands of people move past crippling emotions, anxiety, stress, burnout, cognitive behavioral transformation coach. And he did his thesis on obesity, the weight issue. And that's just what we're talking about tonight. It is an epidemic. And he's here to talk just about this thing, weight bias. And we don't say someone who is obese, we should say someone who has obesity.
Right.
Okay,
you
interesting.
Put the person before the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is affected by weight, has obesity. Obesity is a disease. We don't want to say that because we want to sell memberships to the gym. Just go work out. Just eat less. Everything will be okay.
Go for a run.
Go for a run.
Oh, you're kidding.
And that sets off this stereotype. Ah, see how lazy this person is? Yeah. They have no willpower, no self-control. They lack motivation. And on top of that, hey, I care about you. Come on into my hotel. And then you come into the hotel and there's not a chair that you can sit on without breaking it.
Mm. It's embarrassing. There's already been so many humiliations throughout the day, I can tell you. Like I said in the previous segment, just getting dressed, it's a hassle. They have so much to go through that not everybody thinks about. So what can we do if we are, if we have obesity? And we go to a place like this. You showed the resorts. You showed the waiting room. Gosh, we won't even get into planes and flights.
Right. You have to buy three seats.
Oh, man. How can we push back?
Well, I listed some very specific things, and then I want to show a picture of this resort in the Bahamas where that does all of what we say needs to be done. Number one, we need to educate everyone about weight stigma, stereotype, bias, discrimination at the workplace, in schools, in the gym, at hotels. at car dealerships or wherever it may be. Make sure if you have obesity, you're getting social support from others. And then, you know, one of the things that, happens when you have obesity, you're embarrassed to go anywhere. You don't want to go to a bar, a gym. Yeah. You're afraid to, if you have obesity, so you have health consequences. So you want to go to the doctor. Then you go to the doctor and you realize there's bias here. Do you know that doctors are rated the number two source of weight stigma? For those who have obesity, the family is number one. Then you have negative feelings, and then you say, I'm not going. So that's what we talk about.
Well, the first thing you do when you get there, first you have to find that chair in the waiting room that doesn't break, as you say. Then they weigh you.
Then they weigh you, and that's the worst source of embarrassment.
right off the bat.
So then, let's go back. Okay, and then so reset your thinking. Practice positive self-talk. I want to make this a mantra. My scale tells me my weight, not my worth. Be vocal about your size-friendly needs. Tell the car dealer, tell the hotel, excuse me, do you have a bed that's not going to collapse if I lay in it? I had a client who was 750 pounds, and he was staying in a very, very expensive resort, didn't have a bed for him, didn't have a chair for him, couldn't get in the shower.
But if you, like, on the flip side, if you own a business, you're not planning for a 750-pound man. You know, it's hard to think.
But there's 100 million people in this country who are affected by weight. Yeah. 10 by severe obesity. 10 million,
10 million by severe
obesity.
Severe.
Do
wow.
you want in your hotel a sign that says, we are not certified to help accommodate, properly fit, safely, those who are affected by weight? If you own,
I guess it's something to pay attention to now. The
well,
numbers
it
just
sure
keep
is.
Growing. You're
and,
right.
And, mm-hmm. and I know that within the next next 90 days, when this starts to get out, I'm sure 10,000 businesses are going to say, oh, where do we get these certifications, these standards? How do we do this?
So what did this certification, when did this come about? Is this a new thing and people are just now finding out about it?
We are just paying attention to this need right now. And where it comes from, if I could put that slide up of this one hotel in the Bahamas, there it is. This is a plus-size friendly resort. It's a private resort that accommodates folks affected by obesity. It's called The Resort. Go online and look at this. This has gotten more media attention. It grabbed my attention, and I contacted them, said, what are you doing? And they're doing everything right, from the chairs on the balcony to you name it. Look at those folks, how happy they are. It's not a weight reduction program. It's a place where I have unconditional self-acceptance.
And they've branded themselves that way so you can go and you're not going to be the only one there who has, as you say, has obesity.
Right.
And boy, you could really go play and have vacation. And I got to get into it. I was going to say, maybe they can, you know, you run on the beach, walk on the beach, spend time with people. You get out of the house, which
you
is
get
so
out of the
important.
House. You get out of your head. Yeah. You have unconditional self-acceptance. And this is the only place where I have it. I don't have my doctor yelling at me, my family yelling at me. I'm not embarrassed to go places. I'm sitting outside having a beer with friends. Oh, wait a minute. Someone else had that beer. That didn't work out. You know what I mean.
You're talking about Elizabeth Warren having her little beginning.
Right.
It's all on Twitter.
Right.
Or I was going to say YouTube if you want to go back and watch it. Any last words? We've got about a minute, but do you have last words for people who are saying, but you know, I would like to lose weight, and I know this is a whole few segments probably,
right.
but what can we do to help? We saw that graphic of how much it can impact our health, and we want our people to be healthy. We want us to be healthy.
I tell people, stop focusing on diet. Diet.
Yes.
Diet has diet. Number two, don't lose weight. Gain health. Focus on your health. Health at any size is what we're talking about. You can have overweight and be healthy. Obesity, that's something different. And I still say focus on gaining health. That's the key. If you are living with someone who has obesity or friends with someone who has obesity, your job is to accept fully this human being. Because someone has obesity, it doesn't mean anything about their character, their intelligence, their contributions to the world. Let's fight obesity. Let's stop fighting people who have obesity.
And say no to the humiliation. Don't buy into it. We've all got to figure out that perfectionism thing and get rid of it.
Exactly.
All right, Doc, if you want to learn more about this, follow Dr. Michael Mantel. He's very active on social media. Give us one of your Twitter handles, please.
At Fitness Psych or Dr. San Diego. Follow me there. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, DrMichaelMantel.com for all of it. Thank you, Dr. Mantel. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to show you a trailer from Sergeant Will Gardner, our friend Max Martini. It's a movie he put together and stars in. Puts a focus on PTSD. We're going to show you the trailer. It opens tomorrow. Stay tuned.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
They tell me that song's trending. That is a perfect song for that viral pet vid, right? What's it called?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark?
Yeah.
That's cute. From the Pet Collective, the best viral pet video around the web. Thank you for being with us tonight. I want to thank our guest, too, Michael Hart of the Heart of America show, his book, Unknown America. Check it out. Some fast facts of, the history you learned is probably revisionist history. We don't even know it. So, listen for him daily on his show as well. Dr. Michael Mantel, author of The Link is What You Think, and Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, P.S. It's All Small Stuff, talking about weight bias. So thank you to them. Hey, we want to mention tomorrow that Max Martini will be in. He was in The Unit, Saving Private Ryan, 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. He wrote, directed, and stars in this movie that opens tomorrow, Sergeant Will Gardner. It tells the story of an Iraq war veteran who suffers from traumatic brain injury and PTSD. Stars Gary Sinise, some other people you'll recognize. Max will be here, and they're giving back a lot of the money to charity, so something good to pay attention to. Take a look at the trailer as we say goodnight.
Thanks for serving, my friend. If I was a younger man, I'd still be fighting. For the warriors.
Warriors.
My highway, the yellow lines have disappeared from time to time.
11 years ago, my wife delivered by C-section. Meeting my son trumped everything in my life.
My highway.
And then I put on my gear and went to war. Now the fighting's over, but it's like I never came home. I had a purpose over there.
You got one here, too.
But what a feeling.
I
Thank you for your service. Now get off my premises.
It's your turn, brother. You gotta talk.
I woke up a couple mornings ago and I said to myself, I need some excitement in my life.
You ever want what I have?
All the time.
Mama told me that you got sick during the war. She said you had to go away.
I'm dead.
He wanted to see William.
And that's a decision he made when?
I came here for your son, right?
Just because you didn't take a bullet over there doesn't mean the mission's over. I've been this guy trying to survive his own war stories for so long, I can't hardly remember who I'm really supposed to be.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.